North Carolina's state budget fight is entering its second month, and while Republican leaders in the General Assembly and Democratic Governor Roy Cooper remain far apart on ending it, the lack of a new state budget is holding up process on an issue near and dear to rural parts of the state. With so much focus on how the budget standoff will play out, it's unlikely that any more bills will be passed this session. John Coggins is the Director of Advocacy at the North Carolina Rural Center.
At this point in session, we don't expect to see much more movement on that. Right now, all the attention is on the budget and finding a compromise.
The nonprofit advocacy group runs a legislative tracker to follow the life of rural-centric bills. Broadband expansion remains one of its top concerns, and Coggins says they're happy with the progress that's been made this year.
It's happening everywhere, legislatively, at the executive level. It's been a good year for broadband in North Carolina.
Coggins highlights three examples that will bring more broadband access to rural areas. 19 rural counties, including Swain, Macon, Clay, and Jackson, received $10 million in grants. Governor Cooper signed an executive order that makes it easier for broadband fiber to be installed during road projects. And a bill passed in May allows electricity cooperatives to expand their networks to provide broadband. But funding to back all of that won't be released until there's a new state budget. Here's Franklin Mayor Bob Scott.
I'm disappointed in the speed in which it's moving. They have recognized the problem. It just seems like right now that our legislature in many ways is so divided.
Representative Kevin Corbin is one of the sponsors of the Fiber Act, which is stuck in committees. It would allow municipalities to install broadband equipment and then lease it to providers. He says he hopes it will be heard next week.
It's still out there, it's still alive, and we still have hope we can get it through.
Scott and Corbin agree it will take a combination of funding from all levels of government to bring broadband access to rural North Carolina. Here's how Corbin explains it.
It's kind of like chopping down a big tree. We just have to keep chopping and keep chopping and keep chopping, and we're slowly getting there.
Something else the budget standoff is keeping up in the air, when the General Assembly will conclude its long session this year. This is Lily Knapp, BPR News.